Hi, I'm Renee Freitas Donahue with the Talking Information Center's Dirty Laundry, the April 13th, 2026 edition of the National Enquirer. Charlie Kirk assassination shocker. President Donald Trump's ex-counterterrorism chief, who has bashed America's war against Iran, has alleged the rogue nation may have orchestrated the brazen assassination of beloved Turning Point USA leader Charlie Kirk, who was a vocal supporter of Israel, sources say. Joe Kent, former director of the National Counterterrorism Center, has revealed that before his abrupt departure from his post on March 18th, the government group was investigating allegations that international entities may have been involved in Kirk's murder, which occurred during a speaking engagement at Utah Valley University on September 10th, 2025. But Kent claims the FBI prevented the probe from continuing. A law enforcement source familiar with the FBI's investigation into the shooting reportedly said Kent had often made unsupported claims that foreign actors killed 31-year-old Kirk. During the early stages of the Charlie Kirk investigation, he would walk into meetings and speculate that Iran had killed Charlie, the source recounts. And when asked for evidence, he had none. Shockingly, Kent has hinted that accused gunman Tyler Robinson, 22, who faces a potential death penalty if convicted, may not have acted alone. Charlie Kirk was killed publicly in a very horrific way, and we're not really even allowed to look into that at all, says Kent, who dramatically resigned from his post and insisted Iran didn't pose an imminent threat to America prior to the U.S. and Israel launching a massive strike against the Islamic State, which has been accused of supporting terrorist groups. We've been told that this individual, Robinson, is a lone gunman, and maybe he is, says Kent. But the investigation that I was a part of, the National Terrorism Center was a part of, we were stopped from continuing to investigate. Sources say the firestorm between the two federal bodies erupted in November when FBI Director Kash Patel learned Kent was poring over FBI files to track down leads to ensure that foreign or domestic thugs, or funds stemming from them, were not involved in Kirk's murder. Suspicions were raised because Robinson allegedly scrawled anti-fascist messages on unfired bullet casings found at a sniper's nest. What's more, according to court documents, shortly after a single bullet tore through Kirk's neck, spectator George Zinn, 71, screamed, "I shot him, now shoot me." But the false admission was an apparent effort to draw attention away from the real gunman. In January, Zinn pleaded no contest to obstruction of justice and faces 5 years behind bars, along with another 15 years in the clink for pleading guilty to sexual exploitation of a minor after authorities say they found child porn on his cell phone. Renowned private investigator Jason Jensen tells the National Enquirer that it's too early to tell if Kirk's killer was helped by foreign actors, but he believes the conservative superstar had a large target on his back. Due to Charlie Kirk's high status as an American patriot and as a popular public figure, he would definitely be within Iran and other foreign terrorists' list of targets for assassinations, Jensen says. We still don't know if Tyler Robinson was working for himself or taking instructions from somebody else. Patel himself appeared to fan conspiracy flames that Robinson was possibly part of a hit squad by claiming two men thought to be working security and standing behind Kirk at the event were seen making a series of hand gestures or potential signals before the deadly shot was fired. Erica Kirk, Charlie's 37-year-old wife, who is now raising two toddlers as a single mom, has responded to the conspiracy chatter by saying, "I do not have time to address the noise." The grieving widow has not divulged exactly what she knows, but explains, "My silence does not mean that I'm complacent. No rock will be unturned. I want justice for my husband, for myself, and for my family more than anyone else out there." From the palace to the trailer park. Outcast Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has gone from Prince of the United Kingdom to Prince of the Trailer Park after a mobile home was plopped on the property where he'll permanently reside after being booted from the Crown-owned Royal Lodge, sources say. The large white structure was discreetly installed inside a former stable block at exiled Andrew's Norfolk hideaway of Marsh Farms, a five-bedroom home on the Sandringham estate, which is personally owned by his brother, King Charles. Andrew is being typically evasive about the purpose of this mobile unit, but the word is he's using it as a man cave that will also serve as a place for himself and staff to store their belongings and use as a small extra room for various purposes, including office work, an insider says. He also intends to furnish it with Wi-Fi, a small kitchen and bathroom area, so he can be self-contained and undistracted when he slinks off there. It's pretty bizarre, given that the main property is large enough by most people's standards, but Andrew keeps griping that it's a claustrophobic hellhole, and he has barely anywhere to store his belongings, many of which are still being kept in storage. It remains to be seen if he'll be able to display his many teddy bears, because they may well have been thrown out or donated by now. As the National Enquirer reported, last year Charles stripped away his scandal-scarred sibling's birthright title of prince, as well as that of the Duke of York, and ordered him out of the 30-room Royal Lodge in Windsor amid growing outrage over Andrew's links to dead convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The disgraced ex-duke was previously banned from being a working royal in 2022 by Queen Elizabeth, who yanked her troublemaker son's palace paycheck months before her death after Epstein's sex slave Virginia Guffrey sued him for allegedly sexually assaulting her when she was 17. He denied Virginia's accusations, but paid an estimated $16 million to settle her suit. But since Charles assumed the throne in September 2022, things have gone from bad to worse for evicted Andrew, sources spill. Epstein investigation files released by the U.S. Department of Justice earlier this year appear to show the king's beleaguered brother knowingly shared confidential information from his work as the U.K.'s trade envoy with financier Epstein, who died under mysterious circumstances in a New York City jail cell in 2019 while awaiting trial for sex trafficking. Andrew was later arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office on February 19th, his 66th birthday, by UK investigators, who scoured his current and former homes for possible evidence to prove he traded government secrets during his envoy tenure from 2001 to 2011 in an alleged money-making side hustle. The former prince was treated like a lowly criminal as he was fingerprinted, photographed, and grilled under oath for nearly 12 hours before being released without being charged. Sources reveal Andrew remains under investigation, and experts believe if he were to be tried and convicted, the rattled royal could be locked up for life. Speaking of the trailer, the insider adds, "For the royals, it's all very unbecoming and beneath them, and yet another reminder of how far Andrew has fallen. He's gone from being waited on hand and foot in the ultimate luxury to living the life of a true commoner, slumming it by his standards. Needless to say, he's utterly humiliated, but deep down he must know that at this point, he's lucky to have avoided a prison cell, at least for now." J-Lo's AI Dream Guy. Man-eater Jennifer Lopez has ditched dating in real life and hooked up with an AI guy, insiders say. After four failed marriages, the 56-year-old diva tapped artificial intelligence to design her dream date, a smooth-talking Brit who's at her beck and call, according to sources. Jennifer has sworn off real dating for now and jokes that the closest thing she has to a boyfriend is her AI companion, dishes a source. But it's not exactly a joke, because she has created her dream guy and she talks to him morning, noon, and night. It started as curiosity about the technology, but it didn't take long to snowball. Jennifer needs a lot of admiration and positive feedback, and her AI companion gives that to her in spades. After her divorce from fourth hubby Ben Affleck was finalized in 2024, J.Lo says she took a year off to focus on herself and her kids, 18-year-old twins Emmy and Max, who she shares with third hubby Mark Anthony. J.Lo also had brief marriages to Ohani Noah and Chris Judd. I canceled tours and just decided to be home and sit on what had happened without running away from it through work, through another person, through anything. Just sit, she recently revealed. Now she says, I'm in my happy era. I think for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm free. The Love Don't Cost a Thing singer recently stole the show in a low-cut black slip gown at LA's An Unforgettable Evening Gala. Meanwhile, her ex Affleck has also hopped on the AI bandwagon, signing a $600 million deal to sell Inner Positive, an AI filmmaking tool startup he founded, to Netflix. As for Jen's alleged AI sweetie, she gave it a posh British accent, which she says is so sexy, dishes a source. She laughs that it's basically the perfect gentleman because it never interrupts, never argues, and always tells her she's brilliant. She'll analyze situations from her life and ask for guidance from him. She says she always feels better after talking to him. Jennifer acknowledges it's not dating, but she says her robo-boyfriend has been more supportive than most of the men that she's dated. Taylor's wedding stress. Superstar lovebirds Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are set to tie the knot in just months, but sources say the songbird's stressed as she sweats every detail while also fearing the NFL jock's career pressures could throw a wrench in the works. The all-pro tight end, 36, has confirmed he'll try to get his Kansas City Chiefs one more Super Bowl win next season, while insiders expect him to walk down the aisle with the Fate of Ophelia singer, also 36, before training camp begins around the end of July. That means the knot-tie blowout is about 3 months away, probably in June, and while Taylor's incredibly excited about marrying Travis, the logistics of it all are causing a ton of stress, shares a source. She's someone who likes to control every detail and keep big moments private, so the fact that their timeline and all sorts of other details have already leaked out has really rattled her to the point where she's even floated the idea of changing their plans completely to throw everything off and avoid having it turn into a circus. The problem is there aren't a lot of other options as far as their schedules go. They have a very tight timeline because it all has to fit around Travis's football schedule. Taylor totally supports him going back for another season. It's what he loves. But it hasn't made the wedding planning easy, or the honeymoon for that matter, because he's going to have such limited availability once the preseason starts. Travis praises his love for understanding his desire to play another season, saying, "We share the same love for what we do. Fortunately, we've had this desire since we were kids in our selective professions." Sources believe the wedding blowout will be around June 13th at the fabulous Ocean House, a five-star resort in ritzy Watch Hill, Rhode Island, not far from the pop star's waterfront mansion in Westerly. The 1840 Victorian estate features 49 guest rooms and 20 suites, a putting green, croquet lawn, and a chapel on 13 acres with beach access and cabanas. But the planning has the bride-to-be stressed. Travis handed off most of the planning to Taylor because she has a real vision of what she wants, notes the source. The downside of that is she's getting very overwhelmed to the point where she's having sleepless nights as a result. Denise saves face. Newly nipped and tucked Denise Richards still looks like herself, only better, the ideal plastic surgery result. Before and after photos reveal the 55-year-old Wild Thing star's stunning transformation after a full menu of procedures, including a temporal brow lift, upper eye lift, lip lift, fat grafting, and reparative breast surgery. Insiders say the single mom of three decided to roll the dice on a full-body makeover in the hopes of rebooting her career and finding a new man. Denise is putting herself out there full force, a snitch says. She's on the hunt for movie roles, TV gigs, branding deals, and a new relationship. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum, who's reportedly a top earner on OnlyFans, said she went under the knife last June, just days before her now-estranged hubby of 5 years, Aaron Fipers, slapped her with divorce papers on July 7, 2025, and then proceeded to spill the beans on her surgeries. He told someone that I had a facelift and said it was botched, which is really ridiculous, said Richards. He kind of let the cat out of the bag. Her surgeon, Dr. Ben Talay, explained that she wanted a top-to-bottom makeover because her face just didn't look like her anymore. She said, "Oh my God, I can see my eyes again. I look like myself again." He recalled of her joyous reaction when she saw her new face for the first time. The surgery went very well. She was nervous going in, but now she's seeing the full results and feeling 100 times more confident, an insider ditches. It looks like enhancement and restoration of natural beauty, not the creation of something new, declares Dr. Charles Runnels, the CEO of VampireFacelift.com. Her core facial identity has been preserved, and that's the hallmark of a well-executed modern facelift, agrees Dr. Robert Sattari, the CEO of EasySculptDoctor.com. Tough Chuck didn't have to die. Hollywood action hero Chuck Norris embraced his tough guy rep until the bitter end with grueling workouts, but friends of the Return of the Dragon legend believe he didn't need to die and fear unnecessary overexertion may have hastened the end of the 86-year-old's life. Chuck was so vibrant and seemed decades younger than he really was. It's very hard for his friends to accept that he's gone. Even though he was in his 80s and had an incredibly full life, there's still this feeling that he passed before his time, an insider confides. His friends are in shock and looking for answers and questioning if maybe he pushed himself too hard. The Walker, Texas Ranger star passed away on March 19th following a medical emergency in Hawaii, less than 2 weeks after he posted a social media video of him boxing with a sparring partner on his birthday. 6 months earlier, the martial arts master revealed that he'd summited the 10,457-foot Lassen Peak in California and gushed, "What a day. Walking those trails brought back so many wonderful memories. My wife, Gina O'Kelly, grew up around these parts, and I'll always be grateful that she introduced me to such magnificent sights." The insider recalls, "There's no denying he was absolutely relentless in the gym. The guy rarely took a day off. He took so much pride in his tough guy image. Fans absolutely loved seeing him still out there pumping iron at his age, and he loved living up to their expectations. He was happiest pushing himself and his limits, and he lived life on his own terms right to the end, which is the only way he would have wanted things." Chuck, a father of five, had defied fate in 2017 by dying twice within 47 minutes after suffering two massive heart attacks. He was zapped back to life, made a miraculous recovery, and didn't let the scare cramp his style. The insider says, "His friends are grieving and looking for something to blame, but anyone who really knew him will tell you that even if they tried to get him to slow down, he never would have listened." Kardashian driving double dates with Brad. Cunning Kim Kardashian is gleeful, thinking about a bonus of her budding relationship with racing driver Lewis Hamilton. She'll get to hang out with his F1 co-star, Brad Pitt. Kim's very aware that certain circles in the entertainment world have never accepted her, and that's something that's always bothered her, an insider tells the National Enquirer. But with a sequel to the blockbuster F1 in the works, the 45-year-old reality star thinks it's only a matter of time before she and Lewis, 41, are going on double dates with Brad, 62, and his longtime partner Inez de Ramon, 34. Being able to be seen out and about with the Brad Pitt would really give her a sense of vindication, because he's pretty much the Hollywood prom king, the source says. Lewis and Brad talk all the time, and apparently he's already put Kim on speakerphone with Brad, which was a big thrill for her, because she's a huge fan. She was totally giddy about it afterwards. According to our source, the mother of four isn't the type to get starstruck, but it'll be hard for her to keep her cool when she finally does get to meet the Fight Club hunk in person. Of course, things with Lewis have to stay on track for this to all happen, but Kim is confident they will. She says they're in love, says the source. This isn't Kim's first attempt to infiltrate the A-list. Following her 2014 marriage to Kanye West, she thought she would be BFFs with the rapper's on-and-off friend Jay-Z's wife, Beyoncé. But the two never seemed to gel, and rumors circulated the Lemonade hitmaker disliked the Skims founder. Meanwhile, Kim isn't the only Kardashian trying to leave her reality show roots behind her and break into the upper echelons of show business. As readers know, her younger sister Kylie Jenner is in a 3-year relationship with 4-time Oscar nominee Timothée Chalamet. Kim racing to wedding. Kim Kardashian is all revved up and ready to wed British racing stud Lewis Hamilton, sources tell The Inquirer. The surprise lovebirds have been indulging in pricey 5-star vacays, and sources reveal F1 star Lewis is all in on saying, "I do." Things are very hot and heavy right now, and Kim is falling hard, snitches a source. Lewis has a reputation as a real ladies' man, but according to Kim, he has told her he's ready to leave that behind. Kim is taking him at his word, even though a ton of women have warned her not to let herself get sucked in by him. Kim is convinced what they have is special enough for Lewis to change his ways. She won't listen to anyone that's saying otherwise. The Skims founder, 45, and the 7-time world F1 champion, 41, have been friends for more than a decade. Their relationship recently turned romantic, with the twosome enjoying a private spa visit at Estelle Manor in England's Cotswolds and a stay at London's Rosewood Hotel. The two went public at the Super Bowl in February and reportedly shared a getaway at the exclusive 5-star resort Armani Girl in Utah near the Arizona border. Even though Kim already has 4 children, North, 12, Saint, 10, Chicago, 8, and Psalm, 6, with ex-hubby Kanye West, insiders say both marriage and motherhood are on her agenda. Kim would love to get married again and have more kids. She can't get pregnant again due to medical complications, but she got her eggs frozen and has no issue with doing a pregnancy via a surrogate, says the source. But a wedding is the first priority. She's already hinting to Lewis about putting a ring on it, So now it's just a matter of whether he's willing to move as quickly as she wants. According to an insider close to Hamilton, he's seriously considering it. Lewis is not drifting into this relationship casually, says the source. He's thinking in terms of legacy, stability, and starting a family while he can devote himself to it wholeheartedly. Shia headed for the slammer. After getting busted for fighting during New Orleans' Mardi Gras, Tinseltown bad boy Shia LaBeouf continued his self-destructive spiral in Rome, leaving insiders warning he could end up broke and in the slammer for a lengthy stint. A video caught the 39-year-old Transformers star, who's out on $100,000 bond, bare-chested and in his skivvies in a Rome hotel lobby with a cigarette in his mouth, badgering people for a light. "Come on, bro, give me an expletive match. You got a match?" he's heard saying. The video left an insider saying, "No one seems to be able to pull Shia out of this self-destructive spiral he's in. It is really difficult for everyone in his life to watch him flame out like this, because when he's sober and taking care of himself, he is a totally different person. It's alcohol that brings out his demons, and once he's in that state, there is no reasoning with him. He is completely out of control right now. He's not even trying to keep a lid on it. Everyone that cares about him is desperate to get him help, but so far he is refusing." Now the insider says people around him are worried he's going to end up doing serious jail time. On top of that, there's serious concern about his finances because he's hemorrhaging money and at the same time he's damaging his reputation. He may not be able to pull back. Things are looking very bleak. This has been Renee Freitas Donahue with Dirty Laundry. We'll see you next week.